Harper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her Mrs. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing.
But we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her Mrs. Hello everyone, this is episode 4 of the relaunched
Harper Bliss
and her Mrs. And we're recording this on
Friday, April 20th, 2018.
Yes, welcome everyone.
Welcome. Hello, Mrs.
Hello, Harper.
A bit early this week, as...
Yes, I'm going to be gone all weekend.
You're going to be lesbianing.
I'm going to be lesbianing. Well, I'm going to the...
It's not as lesbian.
Belgium Interclub competition.
Not as exciting as it sounds. Well, for...
For me, it
for
is.
For you, it is.
No, it's fun because it's, you know, golf is an individual sport where you play alone against the course or against an opponent, but this, it's the only time that you can be in a team because every club has a team and then they compete against the other clubs to decide which is the best club in Belgium. The last time I participated before we left for Hong Kong, my team won. We were the best in Belgium, 2010. Yeah, we were.
Don't even remember that.
Yeah, I don't think I played much. I was like, you know, on the bench, but I did. I was there for more support and everything. But
that was the year we married, so that was the highlight of my year, so I don't remember anything else.
Yeah. I noticed that we are very merged today.
Yes, and we are pink and blue. Does that mean you're the man in the relationship?
This is not blue. I would describe this as a very light aqua or, you know, turquoise.
Okay, well, I mean, turquoise is blue, right?
Anyway, doesn't matter. We're very merged today for some reason. But I was wearing my t-shirt first. You imitated me.
No, I did it for the podcast, obviously.
Obviously.
And also, if you're listening to the podcast, you can't see that we're merged.
Yes, we are both wearing a V-neck t-shirt, which is actually the same one, but in a different color. So now maybe we should skip to our recap of the week because we want to try and keep this brief because we have something in the oven and we don't want it to burn.
You're speaking faster. Okay, yes, so we're going to do 5 minutes on each topic or approx. So recap of the week. What was your week like?
Very busy. We did a lot because there's one book that is about ready to be sent to the launch team and then be published. And
Pinbeam 8.
That's Pinbeam 8. So I was going over that, the post-editor edits, and, you know, trying to make it as presentable as possible. And then what else did I do?
Yeah, what else did you do?
I don't remember.
So you say you've been busy, but that's the only thing you've done.
My mind is blown by how busy I was, and I can't remember. it's boring stuff. I ordered a proof copy of the book. I made a paperback cover and that kind of stuff, but nobody's interested in that.
Of course they are. You should keep a list of the things you do.
Yes, yes. How about your week? I'm sure it was much more interesting.
Well, Claire and I started the second draft of our... We're going to have to cut that. Of our book. And I'm a bit flustered because I misspoke.
We'll beep it out.
Yes, beep. Of our book. And usually I don't do second draft. You do my second draft. And I mean, I really shocked my editor with this news this week. But I do third draft. The book does not go straight from second draft to the editor. There is a step in between. Anyway.
That was also part of my week, dealing with, you know, all the drama and aggravation of you having to do your second draft, which usually is, you know, doesn't happen because I'm the one doing it.
Rewrites. So you do such good rewrites for me. I mean, why would I do them if you can do them?
Okay. Anything else?
Well, then we're getting Pinbeam 8 ready for my launch team. We're a little bit behind. I sent the first chapter to my newsletter, I send two, but the second chapter wasn't even ready yet, like, you know.
But also, I mean, the first one was more of a better tease, I think.
It was
very
cruel.
There's been quite a few people who've reacted.
Very cruel.
Which you wouldn't know, but who have reacted on Facebook about how much they like the first chapter. But we will get back to that later in our topic of the week.
But anyway, the week was, it was a very busy week, but then the weather was so nice. And then, you know.
Yes, it's like spring was skipped for some reason. We went from winter to summer, or you know, in a few days' time.
Yeah.
But it was nice because we were able to walk outside a lot and, you know, go for a glass of wine on a terrace in the neighborhood and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you know, it would have been nicer to spend more time outside than inside. But you know, it's okay.
But there's going to be nice weather this weekend as well, so
okay.
I will be outside all weekend.
Yes, but we just asked Alexa what the weather's going to be like next week, which is amazing. And next week it's going to be...
She's now saying the weather.
It's because Alexa, stop! She's not stopping. So we have some Alexa in the background.
Okay, she's shut up now.
Don't mention the A word.
No. So, yeah, so it's going to be cooler next week, and also it's going to be cloudy with a chance of shower every day of the week, so according to our new friend in the kitchen.
So television.
Yes.
I say we were busy, but that's also because we took Monday off.
Yes.
Because we were still recovering from the previous week, to be honest. Plus, it was a bit of a strange weekend. So on Monday, we watched so much television. Well, basically the entire new season of Bosch.
Almost. I think we left one episode for the next day.
It was great, huh? But I mean, I can't really comment on it because, I mean, I do have a few comments, but I don't want to spoil it for anyone, so I can't really say.
But it was good. I mean, I don't know if you... It's the third season, I think, or fourth season?
Fourth
season. It's a great show.
Captain Billet's in uniform.
Yes.
But not too bad.
Yes.
But anyway, I think we have two other... TV
new
discoveries that are going to be of much more interest to the people listening to this.
Yes.
The first one, Killing Eve. Oh, amazing.
It's a BBC show with Sandra Oh.
It's on BBC America, so I think.
Yeah, it's going to be on BBC UK soon.
Yeah. But it's written by the writer, I don't know her name, of Fleabag, which I loved. It's on Amazon. Fleabag was on Amazon.
That was
a really funny
dark comedy.
But this is quite different. It's like an MI5 agent chasing an MI5 agent who always wanted to be an assassin chasing an assassin who wants to kill her. It's really funny.
Yeah, it's very well written and the dialogue's quite funny. And Sandra Oh, she's amazing.
Plus so many women.
Yes, and it also has a lesbian, a lesbian actress is in it.
Yeah.
Fiona Shaw. So
yes.
Even more reason to watch it.
It ticks all the boxes. And even like the music is really great. Cause, I mean, it's very tongue-in-cheek. But it's really funny.
Mm-hmm. So,
but we've only seen two episodes.
Yes.
There have only been two episodes. So,
but if you have the opportunity to watch it, watch it.
Yes.
And then yesterday we tried a show that's been out for a while already, but we hadn't tried it yet.
Because we only just got Amazon Prime.
Yes, which is it The Incredible Mrs. Maisel?
The Marvelous
Mrs. Maisel.
I watched the first episode and it was like all this snappy dialogue, you know, with people going on for a long time. And then the episode ended and I saw it was by the creators of the Gilmore Girls. So I said, well, this makes sense now.
Yes, I can't believe you didn't know that.
Well, I think I heard about it, but, you know, I cannot keep all the information.
Anyway, we really enjoyed it, and we only watched the first episode, but I'm sure we will be watching the next ones very soon.
Oh, I really enjoyed it.
By next week's podcast, we will probably have watched all the episodes of the first season.
No doubt.
So I think that's about it for television.
Yes.
And the weekly topic this week is...
My week without social media, which was supposed to end today, but I don't think it will. I know for you,
gasp.
For you, it's shocking.
Yes, also it's not a week without social media for me because I've been handling your social media.
Well, yeah, but by handling, I mean, have you had to handle a lot?
Well, there are a few messages and, people who mention you in a comment on something, like the comment and friend requests and all that kind of stuff.
I don't think you should accept friend requests anymore if I'm going to go off social media. This is not something we should discuss on the podcast.
Anyway, talk about how you felt when you went off social media and how you feel now.
Yes. So, well, let me just say first how it came about. Well, I already mentioned that I've been rereading Deep Work by Cal Newport, and he challenges people to take 30 days off social media and then see how you feel. But after day one, I already knew I never wanted to go on again. It's so strange because I mean, ignorance is bliss, right?
Yes,
Ignorance is harder bliss.
it is so appropriate.
I mean, there's just so much you miss, and for some people they can't bear it, but I love it because, you know, I'm a delicate little flower, and I mean, the fewer or the lesser impulses I have, for me is much
The
better.
fewer.
So, but of course, I'm very curious because next week I'm launching my new book, Pig Bean 8, Crazy for You. And I'm going to launch it without social media. I mean, you might post about it,
Well, I
but
think
it's going to be
probably,
very minimal.
yes.
So I'm really curious to see how that's going to go. You know, I'm just going to launch it to my list, basically.
Yes, well, we will see. I mean, it's hard to quantify what kind of impact social media has on the sales and stuff,
But that's
but
just the point.
yes, and we can see, but I mean, you think that we probably overestimate how much impact social media has
Yes,
for people, you know, who are not like superstars and have thousands of followers and that kind of stuff.
I mean, because I struggled with this a lot. I've struggled with this for a year because I read Deep Work a year ago, and then I had this really big urge to go off social media, but I said I can't do that because, you know, I need to be reachable and approachable. But then, you know, the second time around when I read it, I said, do I really need to be that approachable? I mean, I am approachable. You can always get me on email. But I think if I'm being really honest, I was on social media not to be approachable, but just, you know, for myself, for the attention.
Yeah, it's fun when you post something and to see, you know, how many people have liked it and all that kind of stuff, but does it really help your
No.
business?
Also, I
We will
think,
see.
I mean, I think the benefits of not being on for me exceed the perceived benefits of being on a lot. Because, you know, it's not just the time you gain, because that I think has been the biggest eye opener for me. You think, oh, I'll just quickly go on Facebook for 1 minute, but you know how it is. And I don't even follow a news feed anymore. You know, I stopped doing that a year ago because I'm just not really that interested. But just you go into the time warp when you're on Facebook. I think maybe you know this.
Yes, I know this.
You think that you only spend like 1 minute here, 1 minute there, or 5 or 10, but I mean, I had a busy week, but I was still amazed at how much time I had because it's not just Facebook, eh? It's just quickly checking Twitter notifications, going on Instagram. I think these are the three main ones. I mean, usually, you know, I have like this inbox that grows and grows and grows over the week. I kept my inbox so tidy because I had time to reply to email. And I think for me, engaging directly in email with someone is actually better because it's a much more personal kind of contact.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Well, I also announced this to my mailing list, and a certain number of people were pretty enthusiastic because there are actually quite a few people who don't care about social media,
That's
and they
true.
say, well, you know, if I need to get my news from you off social media, I really need to follow, and it goes by so quickly. It disappears in a news feed or timeline or whatever so quickly.
Yes,
Whereas
and
when you
your
send an
pages now,
email,
they don't get shown in people's timelines anyway anymore unless you pay for it. So, you
yeah,
know.
but I do have my Facebook group, which I only very recently set up.
Yes, which is mentioned in the back of all the recent books.
But you know, we'll see. Yeah, I mean, I'm not like saying right now that I'm going to quit social media forever. I'm gonna give it another week and then see. Because at first I thought, you know, maybe I'll do 1 week without every month, but I don't want to go back on because I don't know, my life just feels so much better when I'm not on social media. But isn't that just the strangest thing?
Well, I don't know. I think maybe it's not that strange.
No, but and also I'm much more focused because it's not just time you gain, eh? When you go on social media, you see you're bombarded with all this information that you don't really need for your life, but still it occupies space in your brain. So for me, it's been great. Now I think my next step is to get you
By you, she
off
means me. She doesn't make you. She doesn't mean you.
it. That's gonna be impossible.
Well, we'll see. And you know, to be completely honest, we are not going to, you are not going to be completely off social media because this is going to go on YouTube. That is also a social
Yeah,
media.
no, I do want to say that. I mean, I think I'm still plenty reachable, even though I'm not on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, because, you know, we have the podcast
Yes.
and we have the YouTube channel, and I'm available via email, so I'm also going to be sending more newsletters. which, you know, I polled my list about, and well, obviously only the people who were enthusiastic about it emailed me, so I don't know about the others, but
well, we'll see.
We'll see.
But if you are off Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and you have all this extra time, you'll have all this time to create extra content, extra books. So
well,
you
that's
know,
the
your
point.
Readers will be so happy.
Yes, because that's the point, right? Would if you think you're being on social media for your readers, but you lose so much time on it, would you not please your reader more by bringing out more books?
That is true, I think.
So
we'll see how that goes.
Yes.
I think maybe we should stop here because we have managed to keep it shorter than the previous
one.
Yes,
great.
So we'll see you next week.
Okay.
I will hear you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses.
You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com.
We also have a favor to ask.
If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us.
Thank you.